Hi, it's still me, it's Denise Oliver at Callan FM. And it's now Diet, Health and Fitness. And Ben Calder has swapped seats with Pete Briceland.
Good afternoon.
Hello, hi. Darling. Good to see you. How's Shrewsbury today?
It's sunny, beautiful, spring-like, blooming. I'm loving it.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gosh, I was out yesterday. I was saying to Ainara, who's still in the studio with me running the desk, thank you so much. You are amazing. She's not going to speak. And to Pete that yesterday I just chose to sack everything off and go out for the afternoon.
Good plan.
Because I could. Oh, God, it was glorious. Yeah. It really was that sense of, we have left winter behind.
Yay!
Yay! I know, light, blue sky, birds singing, blossom on the trees, all those beautiful bulbs coming out. It's just like, oh, it's so good to be alive.
It is.
Really is.
You can breathe deep, take it all
yeah.
in, feel like the, you know, the day is really vitalising your body. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. It really did feel like that yesterday. And it's that going out without a coat on.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's just...
I'm in shorts today. You,
you
know,
are.
I'm braving
well,
it.
I've got my chinos on and my feet... Well, my ankles are out, but yeah. No, not much more than that.
I
not
thought you
just
never
yet.
Know what else you're going to get, so it looks sunny enough for shorts. I'm going shorts. We're going to do it.
Good on you. I like it. Good man. So I've got several things on my list of that we could talk about, and I'm sure you've got things as well. And one of them is aging well. It's the Queen's 90th birthday. She is fantastic. You know, yes, she's got a lot of... help and money and all of that stuff. But I look at her and look at my 85-year-old mother-in-law as well, who is also incredibly vital and with it and just fabulous. She hasn't got the money. She, you know, she hasn't got all the royal connections, but it is what is it that creates living well, you know, into your 80s, 90s and beyond? So we've got that to talk about. Have you heard of Football Shirt Friday?
Thankfully not.
Well, we will have a chat because there is something behind Football Shirt Friday. So we'll talk about that as well. I brought in one of my new books, which we'll talk about, and Pret-a-Manger as well. A reason for talking about them. So what do you want to talk about today, Ben?
So I love the whole kind of vitality. Get yourself healthy until you're 100. And I've got 100 ways of staying healthy till you're 100 to talk about. So we'll dip in and out of a few of those. I want to briefly look at the film Vaxxed that Robert De Niro and the controversy around the Tribeca Film Festival and what that means for our health in
cool.
general. And also, just to add into this staying vital, we've got our next Qigong Day at the Centre for Integral Health coming up next month and a whole bunch of other fantastic things.
Good. Goodness me, there's so much to fit in. If we don't get round to it all, no worries, we can talk about it another day. So we're going to kick off with a book, my latest fave. And the author of this book is Peter Gordon, who's a chef. And I saw him on Sunday Brunch, which I love to watch because I like Simon Rimmer. He comes up with, three or four different new recipes every week. And it's like, how does he do that? Like, it's great. And the other reason I really like Simon Rimmer is back in the 90s, he created one of the first vegetarian restaurants in Manchester.
Okay.
And still going today. It's
nice.
Called Greens. And it's a lovely, lovely restaurant. And the area that it's in was more run down than other areas. It's in West Didsbury. And now it's quite a trendy area. So loads of the old pubs that were a bit seedy when I was around at that time, sort of to do with, you know, they're living around the area when I was nursing, have all been done up and they're beautiful and done out. And still that restaurant is there. And the menu's great, all this gorgeous vegetarian food, the way it's displayed and everything. It's just fab. I love Simon Rimmer for what he did then and what he's doing now. And he had this chap, Peter Gordon, on. And I've never heard of Peter Gordon. And he's a very well-respected chef amongst chefs. So my ears prick up when that's happening.
Always, yeah.
And so he was making this, gosh, juicy, juicy salad, aubergines that were roasted with this lovely dressing on them and then lots of other stuff as well. And he talked about this latest book, Savour, Salads for All Seasons. The photography is just superb. So colourful, so juicy. So, yeah, give me some. You know, really,
almost ready to eat the
really
pages.
Really yummy, yes. Yes, gorgeous. And one of the things he asked right at the beginning is, what defines a salad? what does define a salad?
Yeah.
You know, if you were to ask me that when I was growing up, it would have been a lettuce leaf, a slice of tomato and a slice of ham. That was what was
not even the cucumber, right?
That was what was put in front of me
sure.
when I was growing up as a salad. Yeah. So I didn't particularly enjoy salad.
And, you know, I was vegetarian for 12 years and I used to get so let down by the accompanying salad
yeah.
that came with so many dishes in that it was just literally lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and no dressing, no thought,
no imagination,
you know, no imagination, no effort, you know.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Or you go places where your side salad has come out of a bag.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
which you could do
it.
At home.
Yeah.
You can tell that, again, no imagination, no effort has gone into it. So what Peter Gordon is saying is it merely a few ingredients tossed together in a bowl with a dressing, or is it more complex than that? And he says his view is that a salad is a mixture of ingredients individually prepared as opposed to cooked together in a stew that work in harmony with each other, either by being very similar in texture and colour or by opposing each other. So, for example, crunch supporting smooth. Some salads are elegantly plated assemblages, that's a good word, while others are casually tossed together. Oh, I love it. I love the language. I loved watching him. I've never come across him before. And I immediately ordered the book and here it is. And so it's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, the
artwork
is phenomenal
amazing.
There, yeah.
And this isn't a book about cold salads.
Yep.
You know, there are warm things in there as well. There are things that have been cooked that are mixed with things. So the leaves wilt and the dressing all adds to the unctuousness of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm in love with salads.
And I love doing that. Warm salads as you go into kind of autumn and there's still a lot of stuff in the garden and in the allotment and, you know, still a lot of good flavours available. But you don't kind of, you know, again, from traditional Chinese medicine, having cold, damp flavours as you're going through into autumn and winter is actually not good
not
for
good.
Your health. It's
no.
that dampness that gets into the system. So just being able to warm it up, you know, have a little bit of flavour with it, but still toss together all those fabulous flavours. I love it. It's perfect.
I was introduced to adding warmed or cooked vegetables to salad leaves and cold dressings by a guy called Mark Mabban and went on a raw food day. So I was really into what raw fooders did and understanding it, but I didn't like how cold it all was. That didn't work for me at all. So I was much more Chinese five elements, and when it's cold, warm up the body. If it's very hot, cool it down.
Mm.
That makes
Absolutely.
Total sense
yeah.
to me. And then I met this guy and comes along and he goes, oh no, we do, yeah, we do the cold leaves and we do have that, but then we'll steam our pumpkin or our squash or sweet potato or whatever, and we have that hot with the salad. And it was like, ping,
yep.
whole, you know, this whole other world of, oh, you can do that then. And it's like, of course, you can do anything. Get the combination right. Get
yeah.
what's right for you. Get the crunch, the smooth, or whatever it is together.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so my new favourite book.
And as the book clearly demonstrates, you know, the food that's going to nourish you the most is the food that inspires you. The stuff that when you look at it, you just go, oh, I can't wait to tuck into that.
Yeah,
you know, and
absolutely.
It should be exciting. And if it isn't, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, and I wrote a blog on this sometime last year, you know, that if it doesn't excite you, you're just not getting it right.
You're just
so.
Not. It's not going to work for you, is
yeah.
it, at all? I think there are certain elements of our digestive systems and the diet that we've come through in the 80s that really haven't worked for us
Absolutely.
At all.
Yeah.
And we are seeking something else. We want something more than we can get in a supermarket.
Yeah.
We just do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think a book like Savour by Peter Gordon could be a way to go.
Sure. And of course, it's encouraging people to work with real food as well.
Yes.
You know, that it's not difficult, it's not complex, it's not time consuming. Actually, to grab a bunch of stuff and prepare it and stick it together. You know, one of the things I've found over the years is that any dietary approach takes about the same amount of time as any other dietary
yes.
approach. Once you get into the habit of it and you know what you're doing and you're a little bit prepared, you can chuck most things together, you know, and especially if they don't have a long cooking time, in about 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's easy. It's
Sorted.
Straightforward. But you just feel so much better from it as well.
Yeah, it just feels more alive
yeah.
and, yeah, just more welcoming for the body itself. Yeah, it's cool. Hi, welcome back to Diet, Health and Fitness. So, yes, Ben's with us in the studio, so you're getting a bit of the old headbanging stuff
as
going on.
As you can tell, nothing like a little bit of energetic, vital music to keep us going on a Thursday. It's almost the weekend. We're
Yay!
Almost here.
Yay! We're not bouncing up and down. With
him, not yet.
Not yet. No, we don't quite get that music. I'm trying to think what would be the closest I would have ever got to music like that. And I can't think of anything, so.
Never mind.
Each to his own.
Exactly.
It's fine, isn't it?
And that's one of the beautiful things about life is that we've got all these perspectives, all these variations, all these options.
Yeah.
You know, you go to like a WOMAD event and you can see so many different types of music from so many different cultures. And everybody gets inspired and motivated by it. It enhances our lives.
Absolutely does. Yeah. So talking of enhancing our lives, it is the Queen's 90th birthday today. And no doubt about it, she is aging well, looking amazing. She's very vital. She's all there. You know, brain seems to be functioning incredibly well.
Absolutely.
How do the rest of us get to that point? What do you think, Ben?
Well, again, you know me, I'm an integral theorist, so I always look at things from an integral perspective.
Mm.
So the obvious ones are in there: body, exercise and diet. You know, we can and we do talk for days on end about stuff like that. But from an integral point of view, we've got three other major perspectives that we always have to include. The first is mind. So I've got to have a healthy mind. So that's healthy thinking, healthy action, healthy intentions. We need relationships, the relationship to our nearest and dearest, but also to our culture, to our the people in the town we live in, the people in the country we live in. How we relate in there is so important to health. And then our environment, you know, what's happening in our environment? What does it give to us in terms of health and how does it affect us in other ways as well?
Yeah, cool. So I would say my mother-in-law, and I always cite her, but my parents died many, many, many years ago, and they weren't well people, they weren't healthy at all for various reasons, but she's just amazing. I've never known her have any major illness, go into hospital, nothing like that whatsoever. I watched her, she came to stay with us over Easter, and as I was watching her walk across the station, she'd been to pick her ticket up, she was with my husband, he was making sure she got to Crewe okay and on the train at Crewe back to London. And I watched her walking towards me, and she could have been at least 20 years younger.
Wow.
She was taking in her environment. She's very upright. She's a small lady.
Sure.
She's very upright. She dresses really well. She won't be seen without her makeup on, without her jewellery in place. You know, she's just very together and with it.
Yeah.
She watches all the news programmes. She's up to date with everything. She knows more about what's going on in the world than I will ever be interested in. And she has this thing about when it comes to eating, she only eats just enough.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't deny herself anything, but she has a little bit of this and a little bit of that that she's learned over the years works for her.
Yeah.
She is Maltese, so we have had our difficulties in the past because she lives on pasta and things like that, which don't agree with me.
Sure.
We've now got a very amicable relationship. It's great now, and she respects that it doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And so that's cool.
Yeah.
And I respect what works for her. So she knows to bring her form of breakfast cereal with her when she comes and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. She asks us what books we're reading and what she fancies reading next. That said, she's not particularly sociable.
Mm.
She doesn't necessarily go out of what she's always done. She sees her family. She contacts each of her boys, my husband being the eldest, every day. So they all know she's alive. She goes to church. And that's about it. But she's so still with it.
Yeah.
You know, and we were just saying, what, at 85, when you haven't got a job, you don't have to go out to work. She's not rich. She lives on a pension. And she's lived in the same house for, let's say, 40-odd years, maybe more than that. So I think how old my husband is. So let's go for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she will get on a plane on her own, go to Malta and visit her family over there. So it's like, what's her reason for getting up in the morning?
See, passion and inspiration have got to be part of it. You know, even if you're passionate about something simple, even if it's just to keep an eye on what's going on in the world around you, even if it's just to present yourself in a pleasant and healthy manner, I think when you've got your mind engaged in why you want to do something and there's a reason to do it, you know, I want to do this because, you know, you'll always find the how as long as you've got a why. And I think it's one of the things that is often too much the case for people as they get older, is that from retirement they're given this idea that there's no value to them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just stay out of the way. Don't make a trouble for us. But actually that's a moment to renew your passion, your motivation, your interest in anything that work has not giving you the time to do.
Mm.
You know, and I think that's the case with a lot of people, is that we work, you know. And there's a great meme that goes around on social media that says, I don't believe that we're just here to work, pay bills and die.
Mm.
And we really aren't. You know, life really is about enjoying and being in each moment and making the most of, you know, days like today, noticing how the full moon, as it's been coming on, has been bringing all the flowers forward. And, you know, life is right there in front of us. So to engage with it, to feel passionate about it, to want to do something with it, that's what keeps us going, you know, because the body is responding to what the mind is asking as well.
Yeah, it's super cool. We met in London at the end of January, my daughter and I and her. And she got the bus from home. She gets off this bus at Marble Arch and she walks along Oxford Street. She meets us in Marks and Spencer's, ran us ragged around Marks and Spencer's. Good. Honestly, she knows every square inch of it. It's a place she likes to go and buy her clothes, and she feels that there's a value and a quality to all of that. Then we go to Carluccio's in St. Christopher's Place and she has her pasta, her glass of wine. She's happy. She's giggly. And then she knows she's done enough. It's time for her to go home. She leaves us to it for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what I want. I want that vitality, that interest in other people. You know, so what are you doing? And what, oh, you know, and then what are you going to do? And she's so, and do you remember so-and-so? Do you remember meeting such and such? You know, there's no lack of connection within herself at all.
And sounds like there's a high degree of self-awareness as
well.
She's
amazing.
Though. Knows what works for her, knows what she wants, knows when she's had enough.
Yeah.
And I think too often a lot of us are not in touch enough with our bodies, with our sense of self, that we really know what we want to do and how we want to do it.
Yeah.
And as you've highlighted there as well, she understands her genetics.
Yeah.
She understands what works for her typology, for her body. And, you know, she's kind enough to recognize that, okay, you know, this is what works for me, but for you it might be different. And,
yeah,
you know, we can work with that. So, yeah, and that's quite important stuff.
Let's have some more music, and then when we've listened to this track, we'll you can pick out some of your 100 top tips. Okay, that was for you, Ben.
I love it. Thank you. You know, on a sunny day like today, what can you ask for except to, I sat by the ocean? You know, what a beautiful idea, you know, sun on the water.
I think I prefer on the dock of the bay. That's got more of my
sure,
you know, laid back type of thing.
I appreciate the song, but after having an old acoustic musician in Cornwall called Billy Mack, who used to make spoofs out of just about every song that you could imagine, I can't listen to that song and I can't even pronounce the title of it anymore without being reminded of Billy Mack's version of it. So.
Okay. Okay, you keep that one to yourself.
I will.
So what's on your 100 top tips to keeping or to aging well?
To aging well. So this is 100 ways to reach 100. And there were things that kind of really jumped out at me that were not just about the obvious of, you know, eating a healthy diet. There are things like learn how to be mindful in each moment so you don't miss out on the magic of life from thinking too much about other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, actually, the sunshine is happening now. The relationship, the moment is happening now. It's not anywhere else. And do less as well and live more. You know, we're here on earth to, we're not here to kind of pay bills and die. We're not here to become the most efficient people we can be. We're here to enjoy the life we have. So, you know, do less and eat more. Now, there was a couple in here that I really loved as well. First one was to make love to your partner as much and as often as you can. Now, I love the fact that it was phrased about making love, not have sex, because making love can be so many different things. You know, how often do you take the effort?
It's like cooking a nice meal together and things like that.
Sure, just telling them they look beautiful, you know, telling them how much you love being around them, telling them how much you love the way they laugh, you know, just the little stuff, all the little intimate kind of lovey things. And I liked the fact that that was in there, but it was also contrasted with that for women, spending time with other women is actually really important to release more oxytocin in your bodies. And for men, spending time alone actually increases and improves their ability to deal with stress.
Okay.
So, you know, it was nice that it was both this relationship, but also the communion of the feminine and the agency of the masculine. And I like the fact that it was honoring those things. But also little things like don't put anything on your skin that you wouldn't eat.
Absolutely.
And this is an adage I've lived with for years, you know, and it comes along with if you don't recognize the ingredients on a food or you can't pronounce them, it's probably not going to, you know, your body's probably not going to recognize it easier. So you kind of want to work with just really simple things. And it comes back to Peter Gordon's book again, just take really obvious natural things and you can toss them together. You can make some amazing stuff with them. And again, just little things like read as often as you can, dance as often as you can, sing as often as you can, all the things that kind of you enjoy doing in life, all the things that inform you, stimulate you. I mean, you know, the music, we laugh about the music, your choices, my choices, but we enjoy them. They do something for us physiologically. When we hear the stuff that we love, it's perfect. Mm. And, you know, I really appreciate that.
And something that you like to practice is Qigong.
Yes, absolutely.
And what does that do for you?
I mean, it's an integral practice. My brother and I, our system of myofascial Dao Yin, we're looking at the fact that the movement with the intention, it really follows the old Chinese adage of the mind leads the qi or the energy and that leads the blood. Yeah. So it's just simple biofeedback. So by focusing about energy in my hands or energy in my digestion or energy in my back, I can change the nervous response. I can change the circulatory response. So I can actually encourage those parts to come alive, to move, to be flexible, to feel together. And it's interesting that you know, there's a lot of people that are aware of the shadow self and how our ego can be split into our persona and our shadow, the things we accept and we don't accept. But very few people are aware of the second layer of that shadow complex, which is a separation of mind and body. And a lot of people have this experience of they're kind of like this pilot riding around on top of this vehicle, but the vehicle isn't anything to do with them. Mm. And it doesn't take, you know, they don't have to be responsible for it, that it does stuff to them and it does stuff that they don't choose, but that's just a fake idea in the mind. Mm. You know, we're really in control of the body, and yes, it has involuntary processes, but we can be so much more involved in supporting it that we can turn that whole shadow side of being disconnected from the body around and have much more feeling, much more sensation, which actually increases the amount of pleasure, you know. And again, the word savor in the book from earlier, it's about that. I want to feel it. I want to really enjoy it. And we can only do that if we really kind of get into the body and work with it rather than just think about it.
Yeah.
So
connect.
And this is why, like, on the 15th of May, we have the next of our Qigong Five Element Days. We're working with the summer energy as that starts to come in. It's bizarre to think that next month we're talking about, you know, summer energy coming in, but energetically in the calendar, that's where we're going to be. We'll only be 4 weeks off of midsummer at that point, so we're not far away. But we're going to run that on the 15th, focus on the heart, focus on kind of love, joy, happiness as the emotions, but just softening the heart. And again, anyone that's got heart problems, heart issues, to really become aware of what's going on in your heart and have practices that will just support you, ease you, keep your energy up without keeping your stress up. And, you know, and that's one of the things I love about Qigong.
Cool. Ben, you've got something you want to tell us about to do with Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many of you have been following the story online with what on Twitter is now hashtagged as De Niro the Hero. So if you don't know, Robert De Niro is one of the co-founders of the Tribeca Film Festival in New York. And one of the films that he wanted shown this year was a film called Vaxxed, which is a film that... it's not what a lot of people have suggested, which is an anti-vaccination film. What it is a film that's asking questions about why the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in America, why they have deliberately deleted and altered statistics and information from studies on vaccines to deny the link between autism and vaccination. And there's a CDC whistleblower, essentially, who's come forward with a lot of information and kind of basically in a sense of needing to get it off his chest about what's being done. And we know that there are many side effects associated with vaccinations. We know things like the HPV vaccine, for instance, with young girls is causing all sorts of problems.
And which they're trying to hide.
Absolutely, always. And, you know, from one point of view, I understand that because so much time and energy went into researching something. And so for it to be a failure, that's a difficult thing in any business model. Yeah. But the fact is, we're talking about public health and public safety, and the fact that, especially in America, and this is something that we always have the concern of being leaked over here, is the fact that in certain states, you don't have a choice. It's mandatory to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
And those policies are being run by people in positions of power that are being influenced by people with a lot of money. And it's not necessarily about public health. And as, you know, I mean, Robert De Niro, after pulling the film out of Tribeca, actually went on the Today Show and went on Jimmy Fallon and went on a few other things and actually was quite regretful about having pulled that film because he wants the conversation to happen. He wants the discussion. He wants the awareness. He says, whether or not people end up being pro or anti-vax is immaterial.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, but we need to have the truth. We need to know what these things are doing so that people can make informed and healthy decisions regardless of what they do.
Yeah, my daughter was the only girl in her year who refused to have the HPV. She did all her own research about it. She asked all the questions and she was like, no, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
And she doesn't regret that to this day.
Perfect.
But she was, if she ever went to go to the doctors for any reason, she was hassled by the GP.
Sure.
You've not had this. Why haven't you had this?
Sure.
And rather than having a discussion about choice, it was, I'm the adult, I'm the GP, you're the teenager, you should do as I say.
Yeah.
And you say anything like that to my daughter and immediately her back's up and she's not going to do what you say. So, yeah, good on her for, it was her choice at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
I listened to what she had to say and that's where the decision came from.
Yeah.
Not this following as a flock.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important to have that choice. And again, really important to have the information.
Yeah.
Because there have been a number of other actors and sort of media figures that have come forward to support De Niro, and especially Aidan Quinn, the actor, who highlighted the fact that his daughter was actually ahead for her age and her development. And at age 2, when she had her MMR vaccination, she woke up the next day, blue, drooling, arm in the air, you know, and has forever since been changed.
Yeah.
And they were told that that was normal, you know, our immune systems just don't develop the way that vaccines try to affect us.
Yeah.
And we need to look at what we can do to support real immunity within the body. And this is why you get a lot of pro-vaxxers who are, you know, kind of scared of children who haven't been vaccinated. Well, if your vaccine works, then you've got nothing to fear from anything.
No, not at all.
So an unvaccinated child isn't a vector because your vaccine will protect you. Whereas research that's come out in the last couple of weeks that's been done over a 20-year period interviewing parents of vaccinated and unvaccinated children and recording the levels of illness show that unvaccinated children have less illness than vaccinated children throughout their childhood years. And it was very, very clear cut.
We're going to finish with two very quick things. So Ben, Chester Wellness Centre.
Yep, it's their 10-year anniversary on Sunday. So I've been working there for 8 years, running clinics there. So we've got charity raffles, we've got taster sessions, we've got bubbly, we've got all sorts, 12 till 3, Sunday, Chester Wellness Centre. You find details on their website, which is chesterwellnesscentre.co.uk. And so I look forward to seeing you all there.
Cool. It's in a really nice building as well.
Amazing,
it's a really lovely, really lovely spot. Plenty of parking, la la la. I just very briefly want to just mention two things. Pret a Manger have listened to what their customers want and they've now included 5 more vegetarian options into their menu. And a lot of it's to do with the number of avocados they were having to buy to create the sandwiches and things. So, you know, good on you, Pret a Manger. It's great. And then it's Football Shirt Friday tomorrow. And you can find out more about this by going to Cancer Research UK and checking out their website. And this is to do with raising awareness around bowel cancer. The rather marvellous footballer, Bobby Moore, who was one of my favourites. I used to follow Bobby Moore when I was young and came from a footballing family, dad, a Man City fan, my brother took up the mantle when dad died, la la la. You can wear, if you book onto this programme, it doesn't cost much to join. You can get a group of people together. You can dig out your old football shirts, wear a new football shirt. It's entirely up to you, and show your support for Football Shirt Friday and what's going on around bowel cancer. And the fact that we're not taking any notice of the signs and symptoms, and especially you guys out there. So go to Cancer Research UK and look at Football Shirt Friday and find out more about that. So it sounds like fun. I mean, I'd do it just for fun. So, you know, why not? I like footy.
As long as you're wearing shorts as well, that's fine.
Yeah, I could do shorts. It's not a problem. Get the fake tan on. Be fine. So thanks for listening. We are going to play out with One Direction, who Ayanara and I absolutely love, and Ben's not so keen on, so he's about to shut his ears off. So thanks for listening to the Diet, Health and Fitness Show. Bye-bye.
See ya.